A good night. I hope everybody had a nice Yom Tov. I'm just doing a recording to catch us up. You're listening to Amud VeChazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos. We are up to Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. On Lamed Vav Amud Beis, we started a new parak. For us, it was a perfect Amud. Started basically at the top, and but definitely ended right at the end of the Amud. The Mishnah in the new parak speaks about the Akira, a stove that, depending on what fuels you use, you may or may not be able to do something. We're not sure what that something is. And the Gemara wasn't sure, is the discussion about Shehiya or Hachzara? Is it about putting on something Erev Shabbos on the stove and whether or not you're allowed to leave it there or not at the onset of Shabbos, or is it that everybody holds that that's okay? Shehiya is not a problem, and the discussion in the Mishnah and the Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and perhaps the Chilek of between a Tavshil and Chamin of hot liquids and a cooked dish is only about Hachzara, about returning it on Shabbos already. So that was our question about the Mishnah, and the rest of the Amud tried to suggest, based on the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two clauses. One of them is explicitly talking about Hachzara, Machzirin, and that's so it would seem that the previous discussion was actually, the first clause was about Shehiya. And by the end of the Amud, with that proof, we concluded that it must be that the Mishnah is talking about both Shehiya and Hachzara. Nothing is taken for granted. However, when we go to the top of our Amud today, we are going to suggest that maybe that is not the only way to read the Mishnah. The Gemara starts, Li'olam emelecha lahachzir tznan. So maybe I'm going to tell you the truth is that our Mishnah is talking about Hachzara. The whole thing is Hachzara. There are two phrases. What are we going to do about that? So, V'chzuri michzara. But there's something missing. There's like a clause or two missing from the Mishnah that would we could put in parentheses, which would help us understand it. V'hachi katani. And this is how you're supposed to learn our Mishnah on the previous Amud. Ki ra hashesikua bekashu begvava machzir naleha tavshil. If you have a stove that you that the fuel was straw or stubble, so you can return the tavshil to it. So again, right now we're suggesting that this is hachzara, even though the Mishnah didn't say chazirin, machzirin, but over here we are saying machzirin. So you can return the tavshil. Begefes uve eitzim lo yachzir. However, if it is with the gefes or eitzim, this sesame pulp or wood, lo yachzir. That, in that case, you can't do hachzara. Ad she yigrof o ad she yitein es ha'efer, until you do grufa ketuma, right? You shovel the coals away, or you cover it with ashes that will make sure that there are no coals that are still there. Avalis shahos mashin. But regarding shehiya, that's okay. You're allowed to do shehiya. Afapi sheino garf eino katum. You don't need grufa and ketuma. You don't need one of those options in order to do shehiya. Umahein mashin. But what are those things that you're allowed to do shehiya for? So this is not so simple. This clause where we have we first introduced in our Mishnah machlokas beishamay beis hillel. So we're saying that the first part of the Mishnah was talking about hachzara, and it takes for granted shehiya is okay. But then the first machlokas mentioned of beishamay beis hillel is taking a step back and saying that machlokas regarding that, blanket heter we gave regarding shehiya is actually not so simple. Because Beis Shammai omrim chamin, shehiya only works for chamin, for liquids, avalo tavshil, but a cooked dish you can't do shehiya for. Beis Hillel omrim chamin u tavshil. So that first machlokas in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is referring to shehiya, even though the Mishnah opened up talking about hachzara, but then it took for granted shehiya is okay. Then we introduced the first machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where they disagree about the kula or the leniency of shehiya, and whether it's for everything, or perhaps only for chamin, for hot water. And then it continues, vahach chazara da amrilach, and this chazara that you mentioned, right? Meaning this is again, it would be in parentheses. We're inserting phrases into our Mishnah, and the chazara that you mentioned, that you opened up the Mishnah with, da amrilach, that which you said, lav divrei hakolhi. That is not across the board. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not agree with that. Ela machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omim notzlin v'lo machzirin. Beis Shammai said you could take it from the fire, but you cannot put it back on the oven. Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. And Beis Hillel say you can even return it. So what we just did is we reread this Mishnah that, in a way, right, the Mishnah has an opening teaching, and then it has a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then a second machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that mentions achzara explicitly. So on the previous summit, we tried to understand that the first case was talking about Shehiya, and then the first machlokas similarly is talking about Shehiya, and then the second machlokas is talking about Hachzara. But now we're saying no. The opening, case of the Mishnah is talking about Hachzara, then the Mishnah takes for granted that you know Shehiya is mostly okay. However, it brings a first machlokas to say that Shammai doesn't allow Shehiya, regarding Tavshil. And then the second machlokas, Beshammai Beshillel, is going back to what the Mishnah opened up with, Hachzara. So really, this Mishnah is a discussion about Hachzara. And since this would be a valid reading of our Mishnah, with a little bit of creativity, a little bit of Vichisura Michzara, we cannot rely on the proof on the previous Amud. And therefore, we would have to try a new proof. Tashma, Damar, Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Chama, Bar Guria, Marav, Lo Shanu, Ela, Al Gaba, Avalasocha, Aser. So now we're going to try to prove Hachzara from the fact that we have a Brisa that was used to enhance our Mishnah. And the Brisa says that what we discussed in the Mishnah only applies if it's on top of the oven, but not putting it in the oven. So this is actually an interesting raya. Iamrat b'shlama lahachzir tnan. If you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about hachzara, then it's very good. It makes sense. The following. Hainu deshani bein tocha la'al gaba. The fact that we are machalek, we make a difference between whether it's in or whether it is on top of the oven when we're talking about hachzara. Ela iamrat, we'll explain in a moment. Iamrat lahashos tnan. But if you think the Mishnah is talking about shehiya, mali socha mali al gaba. Why does it make a difference if it's inside or if it's on top? Again, if we're talking about Shehiya, that's an Erev Shabbos discussion. That's a before Shabbos starts discussion. So it shouldn't make a difference whether you are leaving it in the oven or on the oven. That shouldn't make a difference. However, once we get to a discussion about Hachzara, if this Mishnah is talking about Hachzara, then it makes sense. There might be a bigger problem of returning it into the oven or putting it on top of the oven, meaning, as Rashi puts it, Rashi says, "Ela iamrat l'shahos tnan, dafil l'shahos by grufa." That meaning, if you're going to say that we're talking about shehiya, and that this new chumra is by grufa, right? It requires grufa. Kaven de grufa. So now over here, let's say we it's erev Shabbos. We be od yomhu. It's still erev Shabbos. Nos no socha mali socha mali la al gaba. Like if grufa is done, meaning we shoveled away the ashes and we put it on, so it shouldn't make a difference whether it's in the oven, on the oven. It's erev Shabbos. So it can't be that we're talking about Shia over here in this opening case. So the Gemara simply responds, "Misavras Rabbi Chebel Areisha Kai." Oh, did you think that this Brisa was of Rabbi Chelbo was regarding the Reisha opening case? A Seifa Kai. No, it's really saying regarding the Seifa. That's where he came in. Ubeis Hill Omrim Af Machzirin, where Beis Hill say that you can even do Hachzara. Specifically, like Hachzara, not Shehiya. Vam Rabbi Chelbo, Am Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, Am Rav Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba Aval Tocha Aser. So this is Rabbi Chelbo came to speak. Meaning, obviously, Rabbi Chelbo is speaking about a case of Hachzara and not Shehiya. So when we said, "Hey, our Mishnah is talking about Shehiya," how could Rabbi Chelbo comment on our Mishnah with his halacha? It can't. I mean, our Mishnah can't be talking about Shehiya. We said no. The response Gemara is saying is no. The Mishnah starts off talking about Shehiyah, sure, that's a possibility, but then it ends off clearly talking about Hachzara, because it says, Rabbi Yisrael says, Af Machzirin. So, and on that Hachzara discussion that results from the Shehiyah, after the Shehiyah discussion is over, that's Rabbi Chelo comments. Because again, when we say our Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, we don't mean to the exclusion of Hachzara. I mean, it starts off talking about Shehiyah. When we say Lahasha's time, the Mishnah is teaching about Shehiyah, it means that it starts off talking about Shehiyah. But everybody agrees that at the end, the last Machlok is Beis Yalim Beis Hillel, is for sure talking about Machzirin, returning it, Hachzara. So now the Gemara will attempt another proof. Tashma beis kiros hamasimos achas grufa v'ketuma v'achas shena grufa v'eina ketuma. You have two stoves that are twins that are connected. Rashi says over here that there's a matimas mechubros yachad v'kir shacheres mafsekas b'neihem. So there's like a pottery. An earthen wall between them, but they are connected. So one of them, achas group of ketuma, achas shena group of ketuma, one of them, the ashes are shoveled and or covered, and the other one, it's neither. So mashin al gabe group of ketuma, ve'ein mashin al shena group of ena ketuma. You're allowed to do shehiyah on the one that's group of ketuma and the one that is not, and not on the one that's not. Umahin mashin. And what are you allowed to do shehiyah on? Beis Shammai omrim velo klum. Beis Shammai say you cannot do shehiyah at all. Beis Hillel omrim chamin avolo tavshil. And Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel omrim chamin avolo tavshil. And they say that you can do it for hot liquids, but not a cooked dish. Akar, and if you already took it off, so what about Hachzara? Divrei kol lo yachzir. Everybody says you cannot do Hachzara. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So basically what this brisa is, it's essentially, it's very similar to our Mishnah. However, there's going to be a machlokes, how to understand the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So in Remeir's version of the machlokes, it looks like our Mishnah, but halacha, it's much more machmir. Beis Shammai say you can't do shehiyah. First of all, it's explicitly the main bonus of our brisa over here is that it uses the lashon of shehiyah explicitly, and then it talks about hachzara explicitly, and that's what's so valuable about this brisa. However, the Remeir's version of the brisa, Remeir's opinion, is that the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a lot more machmir than what we saw in our Mishnah, because Beis Shammai say you cannot do shehiyah for anything, and Beis Hillel say you can only do shehiyah for chamin, and then both say across the board you can't do hachzara. That's Rav Meir's version. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says Beis Shammai omrim chamin avalo tavshil, Beis Hillel omrim chamin v'tavshil, and that's regarding shehiyah. And Beis Shammai omrim notlin avalo machzirin, Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. And this seems to line up nicely with the opinions in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, within this brisa. And Iamrat Bishlama Lashahos Tanan. And if you want to say very good that it's the Mishnah's teaching opens up talking about Shehiyah, so must Nisan Mani, whom is this Mishnah in accordance with? Rabbi Yehuda, he is Rabbi Yehuda from our brisa, right? So now we found the Tana of our Mishnah, who teaches our Mishnah, it must be Rabbi Yehuda, and everything lines up perfectly. El Iamrat Lahachsir Tanan. But if you think that our Mishnah is talking about opening up with the case of Hachzara, Masnis and Mani, whom is our Mishnah in accordance with? Meaning we have this Bryce and we have our Mishnah, we want to make them shtim, but we're going to have a lot of trouble now. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. I Rabbi Meir, Kasha Lebe Shammai Bechada, Lebe Shila Betarti. So if you want to suggest, let's suggest that our Mishnah is in accordance with the Meir, so you're going to have one Kasha with Beis Shammai, meaning the Beis Shammai approaches don't line up, and the Beis Hillel approaches within Remeir, you're going to have two questions that don't show up. So it really can't be Rabbi Meir. And I Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, and Rashi spells this out a little more clearly, but I mean, we know why it wouldn't line up. And I Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Grufa, Viktuma. And if you're going to say this is Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah, we still have a kasha of Gruf of a Ketuma. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda over here in our Brisa explicitly speaks about Hachzara and says that Rabbi Yehuda, says Beis Hillel, our makel regarding chamin and tavshil. And our Mishnah is if it's talking about shehia, and it says that if she basically would say it's okay even if it's not garuf and not katum, and over here we're saying that it would need to be garuf and katum, and Rashi elaborates on this as well. So now it seems to be that that's a good proof. No.